Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you all happy today? So today, I'm going to take about, indeed we were praying, how great is our God, prayer answering God, and how powerful He is. I'm going to give a little lighten up of the certain points, how powerful you're going to pray. Many a times, in my experiences, in my testimonies, or I'm going to tell what all things might help you in getting answer. Many a times even pastor has also shared in the dais, actually, whenever he pray that, you know, how to open the heart. Now I'm going to go in detail. For today's purpose, I've taken Ephesians chapter 3, verses 12 to 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 12 to 20. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom His holy family in heaven and on earth derives His name. I pray that out of this glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you be rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Let's all close our eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful week, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing all your brothers and sisters here, Lord Jesus, healthy, sound, and come over here and worship you. And thank you, Lord, for whatever grace, whatever miracles or whatever gifts you have given, or how you are protected, Lord Jesus, as we were singing, Lord, how great and how protected you are, Lord Jesus, protecting under your wings. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we speak, Lord Jesus, you speak through me, that the Holy Spirit intercede and touch each and everyone's heart, that as we pray, Lord Jesus, we want, as we go back, Lord Jesus, we want each and every unanswered prayers to be answered, Lord Jesus, and not even one person will go saddened from here, but with happiness, with full joy, and with peace, and that is gone, you are going to impart, oh Lord Jesus, full their bonds, Lord Jesus, and you are going to answer all the prayers. Thank you once again. Thank you for hearing your cries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the verse 12, first I'm going to take, how we are going to pray, are the power of powerful prayer. Now, how you are going to powerful pray? Example, now when you are going to sit and pray, normally your sister was telling you about next week is our communion. Prepare your heart, right? Prepare yourself. What do you mean by prepare yourself? What do you mean by prepare yourself? You are going to take bread and wine and communion. What do you mean by prepare yourself? Submit to yourself. Or then confess your sins, repent, whatever. It is not, it's thrown before. Now, before you kneel down to pray, how do you prepare yourself? Do you prepare yourself before kneeling down and praying? Or you think of yourself? First thing, that's what I told. The first point which I'm going to tell is like how the prayer has to be powerful is your approach. That is, how you are going to approach God in the correctful or in the meaningful way. If you want your prayers to be answered, how you have to go in the step by step. Just kneel down, Lord, please help me, please, I want this, I want that, I want to get healed. Forget it. He's not going to listen to you. He will hear you. What is the meaning of hear and listen, anyone? Yeah. You hear, okay, I'm having a baby and my neighbor's baby is also crying. What I listen to? I will hear the cry. I'll hear the neighbor's cry, right? Neighbor's baby is crying. It's okay, no problem. But I will listen to my baby is crying. When you are going to pray, he will hear you. But doesn't mean that he's going to listen to you. So, if your prayers has to be listened, there are certain things which you have to think about before that. Or prepare yourself. That's what I'm telling you about preparing. That preparation I'm going to tell now in these words. In all these verses which are going to come. How you're going to prepare yourself. Understood? That's what if the God Jesus has to listen to your prayers, he has to stop. It doesn't mean that he's not hearing you. He is hearing you, but he will look into your heart. How you are. How well-being you are. You will keep praying, Lord, please, my prayers are not getting answered. My pain is there. I'm not getting a job. Everything. But I'm telling you, if you keep these points intact, what I'm going to tell you, today, if you submit yourselves, I'm going to tell you, this week itself, you are going to get a miracle happening in your life. Yeah. That is for sure. But for that purpose, you have to go step by step. That's all. That I'm going to tell. Now the first approach, I'm telling about how to approach God. Now in the verse, in him and through faith. In him he has written, Paul has written. For example, now please take Ephesians chapter 2 verses 18. I'm going to tell this verses, but so many verses are there because I'm not going to tell from my part. I want to prove it. Whatever I'm going to tell, I'm going to prove it through my word of God. Okay? And when you're going to pray, you're going to pray with the word of God. A prayer with the word of God is going to be a powerful prayer. So that's what I'm going to give one part. Now Ephesians 2. For through, what is it? Him. We both have access by one spirit to the Father. See that? For through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father. One spirit in the sense, we as a church, as a family, it has one spirit. If you have to, one spirit is through, that is in him or through him. So what we have up to riches is Paul is written in him, that's through him, we have both access to the Lord. Now the second part is telling in him and through faith in him, we may approach. Now faith in him, how we are going, now Brother Jinu was telling about, we have to get the faith. If we are getting the faith, you are going to get prayers answered. We are going to get everything done. Your sickness, everything will come true. No problem. I believe it and I trust it. But the faith, how faithful are you? Even though the word of God is telling, even if you are faithful as a size of a mustard, you can move the mountains. But you think of yourself, analyze yourself, do you have that faith as a mustard seed? For example, now this week itself, I'm telling you, so many, because the word of God, when you become closer to the Lord, that Lord will try to learn, that Satan will try to put you down or try to devour. I'm going to come into that part. For example, the last week itself, now I'm telling you as a testimony itself, that Rima had a severe respiratory problem and it was not going since 2 weeks. We just went to and the doctor told to get an x-ray done. When the x-ray was done, what has happened is he saw a nodule on the right side of the lung. I got devastated. I was praying, Lord Jesus, why this has to come? Because I want to preach next week. I don't want this to come in this correct moment itself to come over here. I started praying in the hospital itself. Lord, I don't want to hear this. I am going to preach and I don't want anything that this has to be there. This has to go right now. And what I did, I called up my parents. I didn't actually tell you actually here, but that immediately I called my parents and all our parents sat together. We started praying and told we will take a CBCT. When the CBCT was taken, when the doctor told there is no nodule at all. Imagine in the same position where the x-ray was taken, that two or three doctors started referring many others to just judge whether it's true or not. They couldn't believe it because they saw it, and in the CBCT it is showing that nothing is there. So just imagine Satan will try to put so many negative things or try to put your faith down. But if you have a faith, if the Bible it says it's a size of a mustard seed, but I'm telling now, if you have a small faith, I had my assured faith. When I prayed, my God told me, nothing to worry, this is Satan trying to prove, and there is no nodule before the CBCT report came. Even I called my mom and told her, no, don't worry son, I prayed and told me that nothing is there, it's simply Satan tries to put the faith down. I told, yes, I know. And I told Rima, yes, true, it's true. And when the report came back, that is true. And we started praying and praising Lord Jesus. So I'm telling one of the incidents which happened last week, I'm telling. So that's what it is. Why the faith? Fill the faith and the build under other. For that purpose, I'll take 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8. Okay. Be sober. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like what? Roaring lion. Look for anyone he can devour. Many things in your life also, maybe you won't be getting a job, or maybe your business is going down, or whatever your prayer, your answer, you're crying for it, it may not happen. Doesn't mean that God is not listening to you. But for that listening purpose also, you have to prepare yourself and pray to Him, and Lord is listening to you. You may not be knowing, but at the right timing, there is a certain timing God has to act upon. That for that purpose also come later. Now for the time being, I'm telling, the lion, like a roar, roaring lion in front of your house, in the outside the door also will be roaring for you. But your powerful prayer can only keep that roaring lion away. So when you hear anything, or when you're facing anything, don't try to put yourself down. Lord, in the moment of happiness also, or in the moment of the sadness also, pray to God in full short, that like that you don't have any doubts. Without doubts, that's the faith, and resist it. Now, coming to the ninth part, resist Him firm in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being experienced by your brothers in the world. See that? The second part is, if you want to have a faith, resist Him. How the faith? You know the armor, right? What is the armor? Which armor it is in faith? You know, in the Bible, they have written, in the Ephesians, they have written the armor. What is the faith? Faith. Which armor? What is the armor? No. Helmet is of salvation. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a homework now. Okay, kind of. Oh, the helmet of salvation. Yeah. What is this? Chest? Breastplate of?
Yeah, no. It is the
righteousness. Very good. Give a hand to her. Yeah, very good.
Perfect. Breastplate of righteousness. And here, what? Belt of?
Truth.
Yes. Sandals? Gospel is like a double-edged sword, which comes through the thing. What is there? Is something. It is also a gospel.
Yeah, it's
a gospel. Gospel by the spirit of
faith
the
is,
peace.
Shield.
Ah, yeah. Shield, yes. Perfect. Shield is the perfect. So when you're seeing an armor, when you're seeing a soldier, how does the soldier prevents from all the darts which is coming? He will hold first like this
before attacking, right?
Yeah. He will, whichever darts are coming, he will protect it. If you see in the movies also, you can see he hold like this. Then he goes for the offensive, right? So in your life also, same way, you hold your shield in front of you.
Yes.
There are darts coming into your life. That is for sure. Don't think that nothing is going to happen. It is going to come. It is. Whereas you go more stronger in the Lord, your darts is going to come in your life. That darts, if you want to break it, if you have to have that faith and resist. That resist, how you have to resist with a shield. Now coming to the 12th part, in Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God. See that? In Him, through Jesus, and faith in Him, and resist Him, you can approach God. And with the next part in the 12th is given, we may approach God with what? Freedom and confidence. Now with freedom, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 17. Yeah, there you go. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
freedom.
Once again, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
freedom.
You should tell loudly, when the Spirit of the Lord, when as a family you have there, when the Spirit of the Lord is there, you should tell, I am free. There is freedom, and I am allowed to do anything in front of the Lord. No Satans or no evil darts or whatever is there coming against you, you won't be disturbed. You are free to ask Him. You are free to, because God has given you that glory, or God has given you that grace by dying on the cross. So you are freedom, with freedom. So Paul is telling that with freedom. Now if you're coming to the chapter is there, John 8:36. Can you take, please? John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, you really be free. Okay, that is a free from the sins, which you are telling. You are free. If you are free from the sins, you can approach God. That's what I meant to say is, when you are standing, kneeling in front of God, and if you are free of sins, you can't be completely, but at least you can repent of your sins and pray to God. That's what you meant. I'm going to come to that part now. Now, repenting the sins, whenever you are praying, many a times our prayer are not at all a righteous prayer. Why? Why it is not a righteous prayer? Even pastor has also shared before, if you have any anger towards your brothers and sisters, or if you have any misunderstanding, or if you have to speak it out and share and get the relationship strong. That's the way it should be. If you have I hate that brother, then I'm going to pray, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I don't forgive him, but you forgive me. It's not going to happen in your life. Nothing is going to happen. If you don't forgive your brothers or sisters, now how the God is going to forgive you? Now you kneel down, please forgive me, Lord Jesus. I asked, I did many mistakes, and all, but I don't. That sister around in the message, no, she tells more, but I don't like her at all. This is the way, if that is the way it should, nothing is going to happen in your life. Just don't think of, don't tell anyone also. Just go back to your room and analyze yourself. If you have any hatred, or if you have any anger, or if you have any jealousy, or if you have anything. Jealousy in the sense, what is that now? You don't pray for others. Oh, years ago, what a car, man. I don't have a car here. My God, what is this? I mean, it's like, you shouldn't feel happy for the next person. God has blessed you. Bless him abundantly. When you feel that open-hearted, no, God is going to bless you also abundantly. I have seen in my life. I'm telling you, that's what, from my testimony, I'm telling you, I have seen in my life. When you get open-heartedly bless you, brother. I'm going to pray for you, brother. You get so many things. I don't care. Maybe you won't get anything also. I don't mind, because God has a plan for you and God has a plan for me also at his best. That's what brother also last week has shared. He has worked for a plan. A planner is there for you. Now, I'm coming to the part, the powerful prayer. Freedom and confidence. Now, that next part is the free. With freedom, I finished with a confidence. And confidence, I'm going to tell Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. See the confidence in the sense with the boldness. See that? Either part, in either of this is with confidence or with boldness. Either of this way. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness. What is the boldness? How you get the boldness? Now, when Elijah was praying, what was he doing? He was praying. What happened actually? Elijah was praying for the rain. What happened? When he prayed, rain stopped. Then again he prayed. Again the rain started, right? What confidence he had with him? I'm asking you, what confidence he had with him now? When he was... He had that confidence. He had an assured faith. That which I had last week also, when I was praying, I had an assured faith. Nothing is there in earth. That's the same thing. When you are praying, you should have an assured faith that if you didn't get the job interview now, next is again. No, I am going to get it. God is going to provide me the best for me at the right time. I don't care about what has happened in the negative. What you didn't get, it is not for you, because God is going to provide the best for you. Whenever I used to cry, when I used to be studying, I used to get, my God, why I didn't get this? I used to worry. I used to study in Mangalore. I was crying. Why I didn't get admission in Mangalore, but I got admission in Mumbai. I was keep crying. Lord Jesus, why this happened? Because I don't know the language. I didn't know anything. Odd man out in Mumbai. But still, when God opened the way, I mean, the people who joined with me in Mangalore, they lost 1 year. You know that? I was keep praying for 3-4 months where I should get an admission with them. By my colleagues, God told me, I am going to provide with you the best. Why I'm telling this? I'm not telling my pride or something. But whatever I have experienced, I'm sharing with you. Amen. I'm not telling anything, something on the air, okay, what has happened is not. No. When I prayed 3 months, Lord, I want to get admission in the same college. I don't, because I know the people around, I know everyone, my friends. No. But God had a different plan. God told me, you have to go. I got an admission. Later on, after 3-4 months, God made me known that my colleagues who were joining with me, they have lost 1 year because of the timing in the admission. Imagine, I passed out early and they passed out late. So imagine how God works through you. If you are praying, and if you are praying with your heart, I'm telling you, even if you don't get one, something is best for you, keep prepared. Even if you have a faithful heart, even if you step into the desert, that desert will change in your vineyard. That is for sure. When the children of God step into a land, that land is going to get blessed. That's what God has promised Abraham also. When you, wherever you go, that land is going to be blessed with more and more riches. And as the children of God, when you step into any land, I'm telling you, or when you step into anything which you are going to get happen, I'm telling you, God is going to provide. Whatever the barren land is there with you, that is going to change in your vineyard, which produces the tree, and the tree is going to bear the fruits. But you don't have to worry. Put a faith as the size of a mustard. That's more than enough. That now here I'm telling you, prayers answering God, I'm telling you, with freedom and confidence. I want this first 4 points, that is like, I have in him, that is through Jesus, I am having a faith in him, I'm going to resist whatever darts is coming against me, and with freedom and confidence. And I ask you therefore, in the next 13th verse he's telling, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Paul is telling, you are being glory. He has gone through sufferings, but through your God's blessing, you are glorious because you are being provided with the Father who is full of riches. He wants to open the heaven and pour out the blessings. But the only thing is that you have to walk through there. You have to walk through halfway. God will come over in midway to get you. But you have to walk till there. That's what Pastor also last time he told. You have to pray. Pray. In faith you walk. You walk. That's what he tells. Even when the disciple warned Jesus, when Jesus was walking through the water, and the disciple told, I want to step into the water. The first step, he didn't fall into the water. Because why he had to fall? Because he had the faith that Lord Jesus is there. But as soon as he feel that there is a water, what happened? He drowned. Never ever doubt that faith is there in you. I am telling you, nothing, not even whatever is coming, or whatever you are telling about any incurable diseases also, don't to worry about, because God has a plan and he has planned for you the best. Not to worry. And if you are any incurable is there also, he is going to heal if it is his will. If his will is there, you don't have to worry, or you don't have to worry the world, or you don't have to worry the medicines. No medicine can add, because he is the best healer in the world. So what I am telling you is like, now when you're telling discourage over, now for the next the point he is telling glorious riches. Now when he is telling next part is 14th word, for this reason I kneel before the Father. How many of you kneel before the Father for your prayers? Physically, anyone will kneel down. You don't have to feel shy. I feel whenever I sit, I'll sit behind and look. Some brothers said, we kneel down. I feel happy. No need to say other brothers and sisters, who is why, whether you're standing or... I even felt brothers dancing over there with the song. I feel very nice. First of all, I mean, forgetting about all your worries and fears, and you're dancing. My Lord Jesus, great. Very good. That's the spirit. When the spirit of the God is there, you're free of everything. You're not free to any slaves. You're not slave to any sickness, or you're not slave to any riches which is God is providing you. You just dance it and praise God. God is going to provide the miracle in your life. That's it. So what I'm telling you is why. The part is which I'm telling you is he kneeled down. What do you mean by kneel down in the other way? Physically, okay, fine, kneel down. What is the other way which you meant me kneel down? What is it? Yeah. Yeah. Submit. Humility. Humbleness. Now the part for that part I'm in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 14. Sorry to get all this verse, but I want the power of the word, power of the prayer through power and pray and the word. That's what, when you also pray, take the word of God. And according to this word, Lord Jesus, you have promised this. I wanted this today. That's the way you should. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And my people who call my name, what? Humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their evil ways, when I will hear from heaven. What is that? Then I will hear from heaven. Does he mean that he is not hearing to you? Which I told you before. Does he mean that he is not hearing you? He is hearing you. He's walking and he's hearing you. Okay, sit over there, I'm hearing you. No problem. But if you are hearing the way which your heart is humble, not the way you... Now again, I'm telling you, kneeling down also in front of others. Lord, I'm kneeling down. Forget it. To show others, forget. But your heart, there is a humility should come from the heart. So when you humble yourselves and pray and seek your faith, turn from the evil ways, I will hear from heaven. That is the time God opens the doors. Till then, you keep knocking at the door. Till then, you have the faith and keep knocking on the door. God will open the door. But only thing is that with a humble hand, kneel down. Paul is here. What is it? Why he is telling kneeling down? For this reason, I kneel. I kneel before the Father. From who? His whole family in heaven and earth derives his name. See, he is telling you as a blessed family. You all are one family, he's telling. As a father, only God, a father is there. A children can cry to the father and telling, you can kneel down in front of him. Whenever children want something, they come and cry and do anything, hug you and many things. And you feel like, wow, give it. Right? Father lovingly give you. Oh my God, I'll buy for you. That is the way the Father, in our Father is also the same way. Only thing is that we have to cry and humbly come and cry. A children's heart is like very innocent. It's that they don't have any secondary motives behind it. Right? Oh, I'll get this, I'll get use of this one, no problem. They have got any secondary motives? We have secondary motives. We think of something else, if I do something yet, I'll get it back sometime later. But children doesn't have that. Children wants, I want. That is a blessing. Actually, asking is also a blessing. Here God is telling you, keep asking. I'll bless you. That's the way it should be. Now here, I'm telling you, whose family, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth derives his name. I pray out this glorious riches, he may strengthen you. Now here, turn from their evil ways. Turn from the wicked ways or turn from the evil ways. Wicked ways in the sense, you have got so many wicked ways, all the wicked ways. If you have to, even listen to your prayer only if one, humble your heart, faith, which I told you the 4 points which I told before, humble your heart and remove all your wicked ways. In that part itself, secondly, he tells me, try and search me. Are you ready to tell your God, Lord, come and search me and try me? Have you ever told that? Come, try and search me inside. Are you that much faithful or are you that holy or righteous to tell God, Lord, please come and search me. See my heart. Are you free? Today, I'm telling you today as a homework, you go and see and just pray to God, Lord, see my heart is holy. Are you free or holy enough to tell that to God? A righteous man. A righteous prayer. That is when you turn away from your wickedness. Wicked ways. Then I will hear. See, specifically it is written that then is added. Then I will hear the prayer of God. Now what I'm telling you is, why I'm telling the wicked ways is like, for pastor also has before shared it also, a blind man can't guide another blind man. Or whatever darkness is there in your life, if any darkness is there in your life, you can't take into a light. A darkness, a light can only turn a darkness. If your wickedness is there, if the wickedness is there in your heart, you are not going to get into the light. You are going to get into the darkness again. So you are blind and you are trying to prove someone else. Brother, you also come. You yourself is a blind and you are guiding someone else also. So what I'm telling is, remove your wicked ways. Then I will free from you. Now, the next part which is I'm telling you is, as a church, if a God has to will. Now, with this card, I ask you, from his whole family, I kneel before, I pray that this glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power. Now, with power, how many of you believe you can change God's will? God's will. Anyone can change God's will? I can prove it. Not by power. Yes. Anyone can. For the timing. Can anyone change God's mind? Yeah? No? How many of you are there with yes? Or how many of you are there with no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5, 6. And rest of them are not. God's will, you can't change. But God's mind, you can change. Because God's will has, He has the perfect for you. He has prepared when you have been born, that brother has already shared. When you have been born, before you are born, He has already planned for you. But your life decides which way you have to choose. Here also, God can change His mind. Example, I'll tell you. Jake, chapter Abraham, in Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 33. You can read it later. No, I'm good because it will, time goes off. Abraham, in that Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 33. What is the chapter telling about? You have heard of the Sodom and Gomorrah, right? God become angry and wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And what Abraham does? Yeah? Intercession. What is he doing? He was praying. Lord, please. I'm telling in a short way. I'm not going to because it's long. Please don't destroy. If 50 people, righteous people are there, please. Then he's telling, okay, 40 people also. Then he's telling 30, even coming to 10 also. What does that mean? Abraham told, he can reason with God. You can also reason with God. Please, Lord Jesus, can you change the anchor? That's what he has proven that in through that chapter. God wanted, and later if you come to that part, God decided not to. On that, this thing. Later, even, that is a different part. That is not a, but according to that, Abraham's, that part only I'm telling you. Now, if you come to the next part, Exodus chapter 32, verses 8 to 14. Exodus chapter 32, verses 8 to 14. What that part is the Moses. Moses. You can check this 32 verses 11 and 40, please, brother. 11 and 30, 11 and 14. Yeah. But Moses, what is that? Interceded with the Lord, his God. Lord, why does your anger burn against your people? You brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a strong hand. And coming to the 14. So the Lord... See that? So the Lord changed his mind. If you are praying to God, you can reason with him, or he will listen to you. Doesn't mean that he will change the will. Will is already prepped. The planner is already made. But you have turned away, but you want to go up to that road, he will provide you the other way also to come into that pathway. I'm telling in our terms, in our way. But I'm telling you, he can. The other part is Jonah also, in verses, that is later part regarding the Nineveh. So I'm telling these two, three instances where you can reason with God. God can change his mind if you are praying to him. For example, I'll tell you one thing. Another testimony. In Kerala, in our church, pastor was there. He's a center pastor. He's one of the head. 20 years before, He had a son, elder son, two children are there, elder and the younger one. The eldest son, he was only 17. He met with an accident. Entire head, fracture of the skull, hemorrhages. Fracture of the skull, you can imagine, what is it? Hemorrhages, everywhere, nowhere to touch. The doctors have told, finished. Everything is finished. Now, it's on the life support, everything. What happened is, pastor kneeled down and started praying. Lord, I am your servant. If I want to serve you with Lord with my full heart, you have to give my son back. The way he prayed, and what happened is, after one day, the night he started full prayer. The next day, when he got up in the morning, God promised him one thing. Because I see your service and your prayer, I'm going to give 20 years more for your son. What happened is, that specific date is there. When he went back to the hospital, he couldn't believe the doctors are telling, they don't know where the hemorrhage part has gone. The structure, that fractured skull means they tell we can do some surgeries. They were telling, hopeless, they were telling you just take the life support. Next day they are telling he is going to live.
Just imagine you can reason with God. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Powerful. You should, from your heart, remove all your wicked ways. No secondary motives. Only one motive. I want you, Lord, in my every step in my life. I want my, okay, you want your job. You want your health back. Nothing. You're not touching anything. No one. Lion may try to devour your family members, but I'm telling you, have a faith in Lord and try. Rebuke that power of darkness. I'm going to tell you, no one is going to enter your house. And that power, you try to rebuke it. In your prayers today also, remove every wicked ways and try to pray. And why? What I'm going to come to that part again. That pastor again, reason, and he told the specific date, okay? That year and the day. 20 years. Last year, after 20 years, the right date, right year, he passed away. They had listened. So the pastor, but he was not crying. He remembered the date which he told. He prayed that day. God told him 20 years. The right 20 years, the right day. When he finished the 20th year, that right day, he passed away. God had a will to take him 20 years before. But God, because of the prayer, he reasoned with him. God took him only after 20 years. That's what I'm trying. What I'm trying to tell is you can reason with God if you're praying with your full heart. You can reason. If you're promising, if you don't try to reason yourself or don't try to fake any false promises that I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. God is not going to hear you alone. He will see your heart. That's what I turn away your wicked ways. See, turn away your wicked ways. That's what he was telling. And he feel free to cry to him. Now I'm telling it this thing with power. Now what you're telling about the power which I'm going to tell about the power. And I pray that you, that is in verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you be rooted and established in love. Rooted in faith. What do you mean by rooted in faith? Rooted in faith, unshakable faith, yeah. Brother was telling about the rooted last week about the rooted in faith, right? The tree, the seed has to grow, rooted. That root should be perfect, okay, fine. What do you mean by rooted in faith?
Only by faith.
Only by faith? Yeah. I remember one child was telling about one uncle went to the child's house and the child gave him a mango, a sweet mango. And the uncle told, please give it. And they asked her parents, can you give that plant, that mango plant for me so that I can also grow it at my home? And give that plant, and give the so that I can grow also and get that sweet mango. The child told, you can take the entire tree with you. The child is so innocent. No, he tell you can take the tree, entire tree with you. Then he was uncle in the sense, he's a pastor also. Pastor was telling why she's so innocently, she'll take the entire tree. She felt very funny. He felt very funny. Next day, they get a cover. And that's a small child, gave it to the pastor and told, take the mango tree. So the pastor was also feeling very funny, the entire mango tree. Then what the child told in the next sentence was, it touched the pastor. Few years back, from a mango seed came that tree. I am giving you that tree to you. The same seed, she was telling that before few years, I put the seed in the ground and that has become a tree. I'm giving you that tree to you. Pastor also felt like, even though he considered this as a joke, as a child, he felt the innocence. In that innocence also, he found the power. The seed can be given as a grown as a tree. So what I'm telling here is, rooted in faith is like, remember, whatever you do, if you are finding any negative in your life in now that you're not getting a job or you're going through a bad, remember God has done before, whatever he's done mighty things for you. That's a rooted in faith. Don't think that now he has not done doesn't mean that he has not done anything you before. You forget about what he has done before you. Now, so many times he has healed you. So many times you are saved from your accident. So many times you are sitting over here sound and healthy is because of his grace. So many are there lying in the bed now. Think of that. So many are lying on the bed in the hospitals. So many are there who have got up without food. Thank God that you can buy food now. You have resources, right? It's nothing but the God has provided you. Think that He has provided you. That root, that faith is there in you, established in you. I'm telling you, that rooted faith is going to lead the entire life blessed. You should not worry about what is that. Or okay, you can tell maybe, oh, you can tell like that. I'm going through the difficult part. No, I don't believe in that. If you have a difficult part, just pray to God at the right time. Abraham had to wait for a long time for to have a child, right? The patience was there with him. No one gets answered prayers as immediately. For example, Elijah got answered immediate, right? Yes. A blind man was immediately, Lord, if you have a heart to heal me, please heal me. Immediately he was healed, right? And what happened to the Zebedee's children? Zebedee's children, the Zebedee asked, no, you should put right and left. God agreed to it? No. He didn't agree. Or if a Job was there, Job was crying, you know, nothing happened, anything happened. There was a time. But when the time came, he was being blessed. What is it? Thousand more, he was being blessed. That's the patience you have to have. You should endure that patience which you have. If you have to have a powerful prayer, that's what I'm telling. Use all these points which I've told him before itself. That faith, remove your wickedness, confidence in you, that boldness, that you are holding the shield and fighting and resist. And the second part is power, which I'm telling you is like in James 4:7. Can you take chapter James 4:7? Therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. See that? He will try. When you're praying, that's what I told, the evil darts which is coming against you. That's what I'm telling you about this part now. Submit to God. How you have to gain the power while praying. Submit to God. The first part which I'm going to tell of. The first, submit to God. Second part is which I'm going to tell is about in take Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 13. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 13. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and His vast strength. No, 6 verses? 10 to 13. By put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. 12. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. So don't think that it is an easier way to get your prayers answered. There are so many things. That's what I know. Full armor of God. Are you ready to pull the full armor of God in your life? A head of salvation? A righteous breastplate? Truth? Are you ready? That's what I told her. Sister was telling you, prepare your heart for the bread and wine. Are you prepared to get your prayer answered today? Kneel down and tell, Lord, I want to prayer gets answered. But are you preparing this? Think on it. That's what I want to enlighten today. Think of what you have to pray. Rooted in prayer. When your prayer are being endurance, keep preserving your either. That prayer should be keep endured prayer it should be. If you not persevere in your faith, no, it is not. If you have a slight doubt also, then gone. If you have a slight doubt on your pilot, what will happen? Same way. In some movies it's there also. He ran away from the flight also. He's going to crash. Some people tell that, oh my God, take all the precautions. When they go back, my God, accidents, nothing happened. When they go back and stand in front of the coconut will fall on the tree and they go. We tell that in Kerala actually, Professor Bruce. In the war land, they go for the war and they get the war done and all. Nothing will happen when they come back home. Go on. So don't think of what crashes. God has already prepared the way. Look at Him and just walk in faith. Pastor tells that in faith I'm putting these chairs. It's going to get filled with souls. Amen. We are going to there. It's going to get. And if you are telling in faith, I'm going to get the job. I'm going to get my sickness healed. I'm going to get everything done in my Jesus' name. It is going to happen for sure. just stand up and pray. Let's all stand up and pray for 2-3 minutes and just tell. Take the word of God, tell prayer, and see that the happen, the miracle is going to happen today. Your prayer should be powerful, means first of all, remove all your wicked ways. Open your heart, submit yourselves, and have a faith as a common mustard seed. Lord Saul, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Lord, hallelujah. We have been, Lord Jesus, standing here, Lord, hallelujah. It's not because of your grace and mercy we are standing here, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, it's all because of you, Lord, hallelujah. Your blessings, your protection is there on us, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. It's not because that as we have done anything, we take so many protection, but nothing. Lord's protection is there. Our ear, you have put our angels in guard, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your protection. So many are there dying in sickness, Lord Jesus. So many are dying of thirst and hunger, Lord Jesus. So many are dying because of famine, Lord Jesus. But we have been blessed and we have been protected by your precious hand, Lord. Hallelujah. We have been blessed, Lord Jesus. We know that we are going to get blessed and barns will be overfilled, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus, our Jesus, is our mightier Father who can provide us. Your barns are full of riches and your heavens are be open for your children, Lord Jesus. Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus, to take every step of our life in full faith, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus, each and every one of us, Lord, hallelujah, in this life, in this coming weeks to come, or the coming days to come, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to become more closer to you, to have a relationship with you, Lord, hallelujah. Help us, Lord Jesus, to understand or analyze our heart, Lord. Remove all the wicked ways, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to forgive others, Lord, hallelujah. Help us, Lord Jesus, to remove our anger. Help us, Lord Jesus, to remove our jealous. Help us, Lord Jesus, to clear our hearts. Help us, Lord Jesus, to wear the righteous breastplate in Lord, hallelujah. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to make us worthy, Lord, hallelujah. We are not at all worthy to stand. But Lord Jesus, in this week, in this coming day, Lord Jesus, we want our prayers to be answered in Jesus' name, Lord, hallelujah. We rebuke the power of darkness, Lord, hallelujah. Whichever lion is coming against us, Lord, hallelujah. Whichever the power of darkness, we rebuke it, Lord, hallelujah. We don't want the darkness to come in our lives, Lord Jesus. Satan will have a try to devour us, but in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that power, Lord, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we want the prayers to be answered. We want, Lord Jesus, we as the children of God crying to you, Father, we kneeling down to you, Father, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to have the boldness. Help us, Lord Jesus, to have that confidence, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, we can cry unto you, and help us, Lord Jesus, we can walk on the water. Ask, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus, to walk, Lord, in full faith and grace. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to reach that destiny of cross, Lord Jesus. We know that, Lord, hallelujah. Whoever is crying today, Lord Jesus, for the sickness to be healed, is going to heal in Jesus' name, Lord. Whoever is going to cry for the job, Lord, hallelujah, God is going to provide the door for them. He is going to open the doors for them, Lord, hallelujah. Whoever is crying for the need, Lord, hallelujah, we know that you're going to answer all the unanswered prayers, Lord Jesus. As a church, we are praying, Lord, nothing can shake us, Lord Jesus. No evil powers can shake us, Lord Jesus. No evil power can shake our faith in Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. If we rebuke that power, any darkness which is coming against, help us, Lord Jesus, our shield be so strong that we can face all the darts which is coming against us, Lord, hallelujah. We want our prayers to be powerful, Lord Jesus. We want that, Lord, whatever the wall is broken, Lord, is there in front of us. The Satan tried, we want to break that wall in Jesus. We want to break that Jericho wall, Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you once again, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you for speaking through us, Lord Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit intercede. Give us the wisdom what we have to do, Lord Jesus. Thank you for hearing your cries. In Jesus' name we pray.